My Lamento EA. Biktar. I am dealing with repetitive strain injury and don't foresee being able to really respond to any comments. I'm a little hesitant to post this, but I thought I should be vulnerable. Honestly, I'm relieved that I finally get to share my voice. I know some people may want me to discuss this privately, but that might not be helpful to me, as I know some issues have been tried to be silenced by the very people who were meant to help. And to be honest, the fear of criticizing EA is something I have disliked about EA. I've been behind the scenes enough to know that despite being well-intentioned, criticizing EA, especially openly, can privately get you excluded from opportunities and circles, often even silently. This is an internal battle I've had with EA for a while, years. Still, I thought by sharing my experiences I can add to the ongoing discourse in the community. Heading: Appreciation and Disillusionment. I want to start by saying I have many lovely friends and colleagues in the movement whom I deeply respect. You know who you are. Smiley face. My thoughts here are not generalized to the whole movement itself, just some problems I feel most have failed to recognize, stemming from specific experiences. I think more effort should be made to address these issues, or at least to consider them as we build the movement. I joined EA in university 5 years ago, thrilled to see an actual movement work on problems I thought were important in a way that I thought was important. I dove in, thinking I finally found the group of people I so wanted to find since grade school. A bunch of cool, intelligent, kind, altruistic nerds and geeks. And for a while, it was good. I met my ex-partner there, which was only good for a while, and some good friends. I'm happy thinking I made an impact over the past few years and learned so much about myself and how to be more mature and intelligent. I also have a lot of gratitude for this movement for teaching me so much and for shaping who I am today. However, throughout the years, I became more disillusioned and saddened due to systemic issues within the movement. How it was structured in a way that allowed for a lot of negative things to happen, despite how much people really brainstormed and tried for it not to. I've experienced many degrading things I wish on no one directly because of EA. Some of these experiences I mainly wish to keep private out of respect for some. Despite my efforts to enter the community and work hard, I burned out, physically, professionally, and personally. And it's taken such a toll on me that for a while I did not fully recognize who I was anymore. I definitely think a lot of me was consumed by hurt and negativity, and I'm working on that. I've actually distanced myself from my local group for the longest time because I felt a lot of them were toxic and mean. I only stayed there to protect and support someone, but that person betrayed me multiple times already. So, while I've had many great, eye-opening experiences and have made many amazing friends through EA, I don't think my positive feelings are enough anymore for me to stay in it for a while. Instead, I will focus on my specific cause area and research field. I acknowledge it might tie into EA sometimes, and I accept that. This has not been an easy realization, nor one reached hastily, but after considerable reflection on the negative impacts these issues have had on my well-being. Heading: Specific Challenges. Subheading: When it has been uncomfortable for diversity and inclusion. Thankfully, I've never really experienced that many problems as a woman of color in EA. I'm grateful to those from other cultures who've welcomed me with open arms, even if it was easy for me to be intimidated by them. So while I've generally felt supported, there have been moments highlighting a discomforting lack of diversity and inclusion. I did have a few uncomfortable experiences, being the only girl in a room full of mostly white men discussing white political problems, hearing about the discomfort non-Western people have with the audacity or domineering nature of some Western people and despondency on solving this or feeling a divide between Western and non-Western people in groups I've participated in. Other recurrent, seemingly hard-to-solve problems may be limited job opportunities and slim pickings on job boards and visa problems, which could foster disheartenment or unhealthy competition among peers in select groups. Subheading: When it primarily became about prestige or funding. When I did work on promoting EA, advice came around to make it look prestigious. This helped people want to get in. While this might have positively worked, sometimes, the way the environment was set led to some people who seemed hyper-focused on prestige. I have no strong opinions on whether that should be deemed good or bad. It probably can be both. good when these people still produce lots of good results, bad when that principle can underlie bad intentions or questionable motives, and hence lead to bad outputs or poor results. Why this might have been negative to me is when EA became the go-to spot for opportunists, which may have led to select people aimlessly jumping from opportunity to opportunity. Maybe this is not too bad, but if unchecked, I think it can lead to negative consequences or suboptimal efforts. This type of mindset can cross-apply into funding as well. When funding was widespread prior to the FTX incident, I met people who were hyper-focused on funding that seemed to make learning about object-level knowledge or fundamental principles become irrelevant, and this, to me, led to ill-reasoned decision-making and miserly actions when the funding dried up. Once, a community builder was asked the question, "What do you think about long-termist causes getting more funding these days?" and answered, "We go to where there is funding." This was problematic to me because their choices in events did not seem deliberate, and when the funding decreased due to the FTX incident, I saw a lot of disillusionment and even bitterness among these people, causing a lot of ruckus in their local community. Another incident that profoundly affected me was when I observed a decision by CEA to prioritize Ivy League and top universities. The specific term they used escapes me now. When I saw the post, my heart actually dropped. I definitely felt less worthy to be in EA, despite knowing my own intelligence and capabilities. I think the CBS at the time just had this is the greater responsibility, so even if this clearly deprioritizes non-top unis, it is for the greater good. Before this, I refused to believe EA was elitist, and at that time, I respected their decision and reasoning, but seeing that did bum me out quite a lot, because it felt to me that in order to make that kind of impact in EA, you had to be from the US, UK, or a top uni. I actually met people who told me that if I wanted to work on biosecurity, I should probably really only focus on the science superpowers. This was reinforced by ATK at one point. Thankfully, I think now that advice is being updated, but that definitely made career planning harder for me back then. Subheading: when professional less than greater than social dynamics were unhealthy. This has been talked about a lot and has been an underlying facet of a lot of negative experiences people may have due to EA. I personally have experienced a lot of trauma due to these unhealthy dynamics, which led to personal grievances impacting professional interactions, making it difficult to navigate the community space comfortably for a long time. The professional less than greater than personal line is extremely blurred in EA. It's easy for everyone to be a friend and simultaneously a colleague, potential collaborator, and boss. While that might be fun and welcoming sometimes, it also can lead to a very dense and potentially toxic, unhealthy network to be in. For instance, it can be nearly impossible to avoid individuals who have caused you harm within the movement. What if you never can escape people who have hurt you in the movement? People who have made you extremely uncomfortable, knowingly or unknowingly? People who are factors to tensions in your relationship? What if you have to be in the same office space, conference, workshop, retreat, or house? In life, you can easily ignore these people, but when it's almost everywhere and part of your profession, it can be very anxiety-inducing. I've experienced great negative feelings with specific people in EA for a litany of reasons. For example, people spreading rumors about me or a person I cared about disrespecting me in relation to other individuals in the movement by comparing me as a partner to them, but I had to face them constantly because of social events or get told to just deal with it because it was professional. This justification of nearly anything as professional has often felt unhealthy to me. Julia Wise's post, "Power Dynamics Between People in EA," was extremely important to me when it came out. I hope this discussion can be expanded and taken seriously within EA. A particular discussion I wish to be more expanded or valued in EA is how some strong cultural behaviors, despite some healthy mitigation some individuals have tried to set up of the people in the movement, may actually be extremely negatively pressuring to some, for example polyamory, the ability to be colleagues with an ex-partner, because they may the standard for the bigwigs, or are a factor to being welcomed in the community. For example, someone who might heavily respect a poly person might expect their partner to be as okay with it. A discussion definitely must be had about how to keep the plethora of cultures' upbringings respected and not realize how culture shocking it can be for some. Subheading: when empathy is deprioritized and logic, consequentialism, utilitarianism becomes toxic. Probably what I dislike the most about EA is the lack of empathy people in favor of logic or great intellectual stimulation. How this can look to me is flawed foundational principles influencing actions that lead to net negativity in the long run. I am of the opinion that this is akin to some of SBF's past actions. I strongly believe in the importance of empathy. A supposed fundamental principle in EA is radical empathy, a concerted effort to understand and share the feelings of another, person, group, etc. However, my time in EA showcased to me that this is potentially overlooked in the name of consequentialism or logic. Now, I am not mutually excluding empathy and logic. Holden Karnofsky talked about how logical reasoning can lead to morally sound conclusions. I do agree that logic can help one recognize the logical consequences of their actions, which can lead to greater empathy. However, my impression of some people in the movement is that they're there simply because they're fascinated by the numbers or intellectual stimulation, and due to this, can lack what I believe are other fundamental values to pursue altruism in a beneficial, kind way. While effective decision-making often involves a measure of dispassionate analysis, losing sight of the empathetic core that inspires our work risks alienating those we aim to help and those within our community. Something Peter Singer wrote in TLYCS that stuck with me was along the lines of boasting about donating. If it leads to more donations from others, then it can be considered a good thing. This is the type of consequentialism I agree with. What I'm trying to point out is that maybe the potential that there are people who are in the movement for only the reasons listed above, or even as I said earlier, prestige or funding, may not so much be a bad thing, especially if it means they are potential geniuses who think about world problems on a grand scale. But if they lack actually being in touch with the problems as they navigate through scope insensitivity or are what I believe is extremely utilitarian, they may 1. Ignore minority rights if it results in greater overall happiness for the majority. Some people might not think this is a problem. But as someone from the global south, of course I care about this. When I think of the world 10,000 years from now, I hope not only for a world that ideally flourishes and exists, but also has a balanced set of people and diverse representation on the decision-making table. If the world exists in 10,000 years, ideally the diversity problems we're experiencing now won't continue to exist. 2. Manipulate happiness to achieve desired outcomes, potentially abusing their power and lying if it means people follow what they want. 3. End up with unintended consequences. For example, prioritizing short-term gains over long-term sustainability. What I think happened with the FTX incident. Despite the EA movement gaining lots of success for a while, these led to a lot of damage and crises. These are reasons why maximization, to me, becomes problematic, shifting from a focus on the number of lives saved to a more selfish pursuit veiled as altruism. In my view, this mindset has contributed to the setbacks the movement has faced in recent years. It definitely became a much worse problem for me when people defended hurtful, harmful, possibly net negative actions and opinions from people in the guise of impact. Hey, X is fine despite XS horrible comments because X produced YZ, etc. It's disheartening to me when EA seem to only prioritize logic and outputs over people's well-being, even compromising lives for their goals. From my time in EA, I've noticed that this might have been the case with some. Heading: Parting Ways. I care deeply about what EA ideally stands for, but I've chosen to distance myself and focus on its values outside the movement community. That is, I now identify as EA adjacent. I may still engage in the EA forum specifically for work-related things. I still hope to make an impact, lead with empathy, and heal from broken ideals. Thank you to everyone who has been a part of my journey. The best effective altruists I know are deeply empathetic and willing to set healthy boundaries for their personal lives as well. I continue to be inspired by them and wish them the best. I hope one day, if it's right, I can enter EA again and feel welcomed, but if not, that's all right. I still feel extremely excited to make an impact. I guess ultimately I think I've learned and come to terms with the fact that EA is not for everyone, even if you're one to believe in what the movement stands for, what Lincoln Text says on its front page. And I guess that's okay. I hope the movement can make room for that. I look forward to seeing how EA grows and hope to one day re-engage with the community under better circumstances. This article was narrated by Type 3 Audio for the Effective Altruism Forum. It was first published on May 3, 2024. To report an issue or give feedback on this narration, go to t3a.is.